T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 67 degrees. A key government discussion today regarding COVID vaccine booster shots.
An FDA panel of experts meets today to review the evidence released this week from Pfizer that's pushing FDA approval of its third vaccine dose, as the company says its current vaccine protection against COVID wanes after 6 months. Though this amid infighting between the CDC and the Biden administration and reports that two senior officials at the FDA are leaving over efforts to promote booster shots before their own scientists have signed off on them. It also comes as a group of leading U.S. and international scientists concluded that COVID vaccine booster shots are not needed at this time. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol wants details about calls made by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to his Chinese counterpart.
General Mark Milley called his Chinese counterpart just before November's election and soon after the January 6th insurrection. According to a book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, Milley told General Li he would warn him in case then-President Trump ordered an attack on China. Now the leaders of the House panel looking into the January 6th riot say they've asked for records connected to those calls. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is on that panel and says they need to know what Milley did.
Indications I'm getting is there is a lot more to this story. And that's why I think it's important, you know, for the January 6th committee to deal with it. It's related to that.
Milley's staff defended those calls, saying they fell within his duties. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Like most visitor attractions, the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum has seen a drop in attendance because of the COVID pandemic. But Museum Director Eric Kale tells KNSS News the pandemic has been a game changer. He says visitor numbers are not as important as for other attractions.
They don't drive things here, and it's our supporters that do, and they've been very supportive through this. Memberships have increased, and people are lending their support in a lot of different ways. So it's kept us going. We're not like so many other businesses threatened to the extent where we're worried about the future.
Eric Kale, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
With a decade left on their lease at Kauffman Stadium, the Kansas City Royals are evaluating their options. And owner John Sherman said one of those could be a new downtown ballpark.
The Royals are tied to the 53-year-old stadium until 2031 under terms of a public-private partnership 15 years ago that helped to fund $250 million in renovations to the ballpark. The club must make a decision in the next couple of years to press on with more renovations at Truman Sports Complex or look elsewhere. The design and construction for a new stadium typically takes up to 5 years, and securing the necessary funding can sometimes take just as long. There was a major push in the early 2000s for a new downtown ballpark near where city officials managed to build T-Mobile Arena.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West.
A weekend of elections begins in Russia today.
Across 3 days of voting, Russians are choosing a new parliament. President Putin has urged people to turn out, saying the election is the most important event in the country. His United Russia party is widely expected to win, although its popularity ratings have slid. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in jail, is urging people to vote tactically for whichever party in a given constituency is best placed to defeat Putin's. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a mostly clear sky in Wichita with temperatures warming up much like yesterday. In fact, we'll reach 90 degrees for our high with a light southeast wind. A few showers may form along and ahead of a cool front by this evening, clearing overnight. Our low 66, sunny and warm for the weekend with a high Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s to around 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and KNSS. A man was beaten to death during a massive brawl outside a Philadelphia cheesesteak shop. Fox's Jennifer Joyce has the story.
According to police, the victim was at Pat's Steaks with his 64-year-old father and a friend after the Union soccer match against Mexico City's Club America. The owner says the group of about 15 soccer fans was hanging out, eating and drinking for roughly an hour before the mood drastically darkened. Police say a handful of the customers wearing yellow Club America jerseys started pummeling the victim, his father, and their friend. Fists, feet, and later a trash can lid used to brutally assault the victims.
Cops say as many as 15 people were involved in the deadly fight over a soccer match. 7:30, most of the people I know who are involved in soccer over the years are usually pretty even-tempered people. But apparently some
really?
Yeah, I'm talking about players and referees. Well, the ones I've known. I know in Europe they get a little more excited.
I was going to say, in this country, sure.
Yeah. Like my kids played soccer, you know. So, KNSS and Odyssey Wichita, sponsors of Open Streets ICT. It's a free community building event closing Douglas to traffic from Bluff Street in College Hill to Glen Street in Delano and opening it up for biking, walking, running, and more. And the purpose of Open Streets ICT is to promote health and active living, enhance community connectivity, and build community pride through interaction with local businesses and nonprofit organizations. All Wichitans are invited to join in on the fun by engaging with the surrounding local businesses, restaurants, street vendors, as well as the major activity hubs situated every mile along the route. This is from noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And again, it goes from Bluff clear over through Delano.
That is a long stretch of road.
Right down the middle of Wichita. And Ted, if you grew up not too far from Bluff Street, is that correct?
Yeah. Over on the south side of Kellogg.
All right.
Yeah.
So here you go. That's coming up Sunday. How about that? You know, after years of puny increases in their Social Security checks, older Americans will likely get the equivalent of a big raise next year. The 68 million people, including retirees, disabled people, and others, who rely on the benefits are likely to receive a 6% to 6.1% cost of living adjustment next year because of a COVID-19-related spike in inflation. This is according to the Senior Citizens League. Such a rise would far outpace the 1.4% average bumps in Social Security payments since 2010 and amount to the largest increase since 1982. For the average retiree who got a monthly check of $1,559 last year, that was the average, $1,559, a 6% rise would increase the payment by $93.54 to over $1,600 in 2022. So, yeah, people on Social Security are going to be rich beyond their wildest dreams on these cost of living adjustments that are built into the program. And again, you say, well,
the reason
know,
it's going up is because everything costs more, though.
Costs more, and that's the way it works. And remember that the people who are on retirement on Social Security, most of them, most of us, have paid something into it over the years. There are others that have not. There are a lot of different aspects of the program, but it's you know, it is what it is. That 68 million Americans, and for many of them, it's all they have to keep them going. So, Social Security could be a big raise next year. So, Ted, if you know anybody on Social Security, and I know you do, you might want to hit them up for a raise or something like that. Let's see what else we got going on this weekend. Hey, I want to mention this. Just how many minutes away are we from our visit with Mitch Holthus this morning, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, about
just about 35
minutes away.
Yeah. If you've never heard these these little segments, they're a lot of fun. I missed the first one last week. How did
you
go?
Oh, yeah, you were good. Yeah.
Did you go pretty good?
Oh, it was great.
So this week we've got the Chiefs are playing at Baltimore.
Yeah, at Baltimore on Sunday night.
Of course, for those of you who may not know, we are the radio station that plays all the Chiefs games for you. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What is that, third year of that, third or fourth year of that? And we love it. And we love the Chiefs. Well, everybody loves the Chiefs, for crying out loud. Patrick Mahomes having a birthday today. He's 26 years old.
How about
old.
That?
We missed one yesterday. As I understand, Ciara Scott had a birthday yesterday.
Huge Wichita personality.
I saw it on Facebook, and I didn't mention it yesterday, but Ciara's, we want to say happy birthday to Ciara. How long has she been in this market now?
A long time.
She started out, she was doing some, she did TV work.
She was on Channel 3 for many years.
For years, and had a career in there, and then she's kind of branched out on her own. She's kind of an entrepreneur. She does a lot of different stuff. She likes to, good idea, let's go try something.
She works harder than I do.
She works hard, and Sierra's always got a nice thing to say about you and about, and even about me. So I question that, but on the other hand, we salute you, Sierra, having a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sierra,
anybody
this
else
week.
You know having a birthday this week, Ed? Anybody?
No, not really.
Not famous? I know you've got the Blur coming up, and I was looking at the Blur and television shows that started on this date.
Probably a long
list. I saw about like a half dozen big ones. Big ones. For some reason, this was the date when they started the TV shows over the years. Man, that's interesting. Okay. All right, Ted, we got the...
used to, the networks would all debut their shows basically in that third week, September, kind of all at the same time. They kind of don't do that anymore.
Another thing they used to do...
Spread it out now.
Looking back to when I was a child growing up in America, they used to bring out the new car models September... October, they would change the look of the car every year.
Right.
And the new one would come out. Everybody wanted to know. And then, as I remember, I think we took Look magazine at our house. They'd come out with an issue, and they'd show all the new cars in there.
Nice.
And in those days, my wife is really good about this. She can show her a picture of a car from the 50s or 60s. She knows exactly what it is. She got them all memorized. But today you can't do that.
Can't do that to...
Because the models, frankly, they all look the same, and they stay looking the same for year after year. And then you got the model, the pickup trucks, they all look the same to me, too. So there you go. All right, 7:41, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming in, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal.
Great.
He's going to be with us this morning, and we're looking forward to that. So that's on the way. Keep it here, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.